Welcome back to Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio and online streaming at www.ijpr.org. I'm Eric Teal. We've got more live music in the studio, and today it is something a little bit different as we welcome in the winners of the 2013 Brit and South Stage Cellars Rising Stars competition. Matt Hill and his band Matt, welcome to JPR, and big congratulations.
Thank you.
When you were in the competition, you were the Matt Hill Trio.
Yes.
You are not the Matt Hill Trio now, nor have you been over the last couple of months. There was a reason for that, right? It was part of the criteria of entering that contest?
Yeah, absolutely. You had to be a band of three or less.
And what is your band normally?
That's a good question. We're a new band, and we're evolving sort of as we go. So, you know, 6 months ago, I would have said, I'm not sure how to answer that question, but we consist of a core group. Which is in this room with us. And so I've got a drummer, Josh, and a cello player over there, Hillary, and Tom on an upright bass, and me, acoustic guitar and vocal. And that's kind of our core. And, you know, I felt that we sort of needed some variety in our ability to sort of solo in some parts. And so I felt like we definitely wanted a lead instrument in terms of, you know, an electric guitar, or some sort of, you know, lead, you know, role. And that being said, I also, one of my favorite instruments other than the cello is a piano. So I felt compelled to put a piano in there as well. So we've got a six this now, and I feel good about it. We can get really full, you know, really big, when we need to, and we can also squash it down to nothing, which we like to do too, as a six piece. So we're a six piece band right now.
Or to fit in the studio here at the station, we're pared down to four.
Yeah. You know, I think the other two would be a little bummed out because there's a little bit more room than we thought in here. We could have squeezed a couple more in here.
Is it true you grew up in Grants Pass?
Yeah, I did. Born and raised, 1977.
How long were you there before moving on to experience other places? Like all the way through high school and all that?
No, I left when I was 18 to go to college at the University of Oregon. Go Ducks.
Okay. Yeah.
Go Ducks.
And you spent a little bit of time in California also, I read, down in LA?
I did. So after the Willamette Valley pollen and cloud cover, I tired of that. And felt I needed to get out of Oregon just to be a little bit more diverse, I guess. And so I moved to Los Angeles and kind of crashed on a buddy's couch and sort of looked for a sort of a restaurant gig and did that and started paying him rent and I hung out there for just over a year is all, because I was applying to dental schools, which I intended to go to dental school after that.
Matt Hill and his band are my guests live in the JPR studios. They are the winners of this year's South Stage Cellars Brit Festival's Rising Stars competition. Part of the winning gig is to open for Martina McBride coming up Sunday night at Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Information on that show and tickets at britfest.org. Let's hear some music. What do you want to play first?
Yeah, we're going to play it's a new song, and it's called Nothing Wrong.
When I was young, my daddy said, son, know where you're from, and you won't get lost. But when on your way, you're gonna make mistakes. It's all okay, it's all okay. 'Cause if it feels right, you better hold on tight. There ain't nothing like letting go. And when you can't hold on, may your heart be strong. 'Cause there ain't nothing wrong with failing. people in the streets today, they're shuffling their feet, you know, throwing their anger on you and on me. But they could just see what you and I could see. This world could be filled with love and with peace. If when it feels right, and they could hold on tight, say there ain't nothing like letting go. And when you can't hold on, may your heart be strong, 'cause there ain't nothing wrong with failing. When it feels right, you gotta hold on tight, 'cause there ain't nothing like letting go. And when you can't hold on, may your heart be strong, 'cause there ain't nothing wrong with you gotta hold on and be strong. There's nothing wrong in your ways. You gotta hold on and be strong, 'cause there's nothing wrong in your
That is the Matt Hill Band live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, also streaming online at ijpr.org. Winners of the 2013 Brit Southstage Sellers Rising Stars competition. They will be opening the show for Martina McBride this Sunday night at 7:30 at Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Information on that show and tickets at britfest.org. So, Matt, you went down to the Los Angeles area for a while. Was that where music started to take hold, or had you been playing music in Grants Pass before leaving?
Yeah, pretty close. You know, I picked it up about that previous year in college, you know, at the University of Oregon. And, you know, just...
As a hobby?
Yeah, as a hobby, you know. My dad always played growing up, and, you know, he was playing a lot of, you know, music with an acoustic guitar and singing around the house. And so I sort of had that, I think, kind of ingrained in the back of my mind somewhere. And
had you played anything when you were young?
Nothing.
Really? Not even school band and all that kind of stuff?
No, I didn't. I did the very forced and awkward piano lessons, you know, when I was, you know, I think every kid probably had some of that, but yeah.
Little flutophone or something
like
that.
Yeah,
too,
you know, we did the recorder in music class, and, you know, but I mean, yeah, that's it. That's it. I didn't have, you know, anything, and I didn't even actually have a true appreciation for music, I guess, how I do now. Yeah, until late college, you know, I was, you know, I guess 22, you know, something like that.
Was there something specific that turned that light switch on for you?
Yeah, there was a band, there was a group, the Dave Matthews Band.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, you've heard of them, huh? you know, I don't even know how that happened. I just was at a show of theirs. I think it was like literally my first concert ever, you know, at age, I think I was like about 19 or 20, somewhere right in that, you know, realm. And it was kind of returning back to Grants Pass from Eugene for a summer. And some of my friends said, "Hey, we're going to go to this band." And they had the disc in the car. And I was like, "Cool, let's go."
Was it like a show at the Gorge or something?
You know where it was it was at Portland Meadows in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
And you could stand in line, which we did early, and tailgated, you know, and stuff. And then we literally like sprinted and like raced. I remember just running through this grass field of the Portland Meadows show, and we were like the front row, you know. And there's, you know, Dave Matthews comes walking out, and I this is my first concert, and you know the dynamic of that group and the way they played live, and then that thing that I know my dad played guitar growing up, and it's like, wow, he was doing that. And this guy's doing that, and this guy, I have to do that. I have to, wow, I could maybe make that connection, you know. And so something right there sort of turned on, and not too long after that, my dad bought me a guitar for my birthday.
When you were down in LA, when did the decision come to head home, to come back here to Southern Oregon?
Well, when I was down in LA, you know, I wasn't just chasing girls and writing music and things like that. I was, although there was parts of that, but no, I was down there and I was applying to dental schools. I never strayed too far off the line, you know, I guess. And some of that I regret, but I was very sort of focused at young in terms of, you know, I kind of knew where I wanted to go. And so I was applying to dental schools and really hoping I got into Oregon Health and Sciences in Portland, and ended up, you know, getting accepted there.
Matt Hill and his band are my guests live in the JPR studios, the winners of the 2013 Brit South Stage Sellers Rising Stars competition. They will be opening for Martina McBride Sunday night on the Brit stage in Jacksonville. Information is at britfest.org. Matt, I want to talk about how you and the other band members met and started making music together. But before we do that, let's hear another tune. What are you going to play?
Yeah, we're going to play a song called Annabelle. And I guess this is the one that, you know, most of our local fans, which are all of our fans at this point, know us for, a song called Annabelle. Southern Oregon world, it ain't never gonna be the same. For 8 long years, 8 long lonely years I had not loved again, 'cause I've been on the lonesome side of town. I'm fixing on you to come back around. My Annabelle. Annabelle,
see that your smile still lights up the darkest skies. Like a schoolboy, I can lay down my pride long enough to let you know. Cause I've been on the lonesome side of town, fixing on you to come back around. How does he treat you, that man, wrapped around your arms? And can he build you that house on the farm, in that field where we used to dream? Do you think of me the way I think about you? Is it ever gonna be the same? Have you been on the lonesome side of town, fixing on me to come back around? Have you ever been on the lonesome side of town? Yeah. Fixing on me to come back around.
That is the Matt Hill Band live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. You can find us online at ijpr.org. We'll have photos and audio from today's live session up on our homepage. You can also find it on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Jefferson Public Radio. Matt Hill Band opens for Martina McBride 7:30 Sunday night at Brit Festivals in Jacksonville, part of the winner's package for pulling off the win at the Rising Stars competition. Information at britfest.org. So Matt, this band was together for what, less than a year before you entered Rising Stars?
Yeah, that's true.
Sometime in 2012?
Yeah, that's true. It was I just remember a spring phone call, you know, sometime before the summer began. I had just a couple of gigs. I kind of just started performing again, you know, at a random, you know, festival, and just trying to get my feet wet. I loved performing, and so I sort of wanted to do that. And I made a phone call who had just sort of met Tom and Hillary here, and gave them a call because, you know, really, their classic instruments are, you know, something I've always sort of wanted. I didn't want to, you know, this music is not rock music. It's, you know, it's, I don't even know what
it's other. It's other. We play a lot of other here at JPR. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, music's very hard to classify, but
So you ended up with a cellist and a bassist and a drummer.
Yeah, I think so. That's sort of how we started at Schmidt, isn't it, guys? We were four. Yeah. And then, you know who we picked up? We picked up, Mean Al Brinkerhoff. We picked up a dobro player.
Nice.
And we, you know, again, I think it came pretty apparent to me, at least. Maybe these guys felt differently. I'm not sure, but to me, the cello is such a gorgeous, just atmospheric, you know, long bow notes thing that's just, it's just so beautiful. And you know, there's a couple little solo things, but we kind of needed a shredder. Mm. You know, we needed sort of somebody to sort of fill some, so, you know, do some things and sort of color it up. Another color. We needed another color, really. And so I felt. And so I decided that, you know, dobro. I don't even know how I found a dobro player, Al. I mean, how did that? Oh yeah, just friends of friends. You know, he's an excellent dobro player. He's amazing. And you know, I wanted to get a real superhero in there and mix up, you know, us, you know, what, newbies or whatever we are, you know, sort of more amateurs, and we needed a superstar too. And so I brought in Al and we played with him, and it was, we had a great time.
And do you guys all generally live in Grants Pass or around Grants Pass?
Yeah. We do, in all of us in Grants Pass.
Well, let's go back in time, back to, I guess, March, the beginning of this Rising Stars competition. This was year two. It was a fundraising event put on by Soundstage Sellers and Brit. And there were, how many bands were there? 24 or something?
24.
24 yeah. Bands. The deal was each week there were four of them up on stage for a month and a half, and people would vote through their favorite to the subsequent round and on to the main Brit stage in Jacksonville, where I think there were, what, eight left or something like that over the course of two nights. And
yeah.
Did you have an idea? I mean, when you undoubtedly, I mean, you heard the other bands that were playing the same night as you each time you came down to Jacksonville, but did you guys have a sense that it was going really well for you?
It is an interesting sort of transformation from not an absolute clue to, you know, really in, I mean, an absolute clue, complete shot in the dark to actually a pretty decent sense, as the final sort of stage came. You know, I think after any show you do, you know, you kind of get, you know, reaction from your parents and from your friends
right.
and from people, and they come up to you. And if you kind of get the shoulder tap, like, nice job, man. And yeah, sounded good, you know, and kind of that sort of distant, you know, sort of distance, you know, you kind of didn't do that well. And boy, we were kind of showered, and we actually didn't feel that strong about our performance overall, but something, it was just such a magic sort of that really happened for all of us, and the way that the crowd received it. And it was a really special night for us. It just was, it was outstanding. I don't know how to say it any differently, but at that point we sort of realized, hey, you know, and we compared,
right.
you know, to others and stuff. And,
yeah. Well, part of the winning package, of course, was the opportunity to open one of the shows at Brit on the main stage this summer. But which show at that point had not been determined.
Right.
So at what point do you get the call that says it's going to be Martina McBride?
Yeah, we were told it'd be, you know, a month, and it was probably 6 to 7 weeks, I would think. And it was sort of a... I think that's accurate, but yeah, it was sort of a belabored, you know, struggle. But yeah, the first one that they submitted to was Martina McBride, and she accepted, or her group, you know, accepted. So
that's kind of a big deal from newbies making music in Grants Pass to opening up for one of country music's bigger stars.
It really is. You know, we were sort of skeptical about doing that contest in the first place, you know, feeling judged or feeling it's kind of awkward, but we decided to do it, and it's just, here we are. So
yeah,
that's good.
Matt Hill and his band are my guests live in the JPR studios, opening for Martina McBride this Sunday night. The show starts at 7:30. Information is at britfest.org. I know that you guys have been working on material for an album. We'll talk about that briefly here at the end, but let's hear one more tune. What are you going to play for us?
It's called One Thing.
Thank you.
after all the years, after all the fallen tears, do you still believe in me? So you taught me how to fight, looking back now you were right, brought me to the light, and now I see. So honey, let it be, come on, take my hand, won't you dance with me? No, I'm not okay. I can promise you just one thing. You're my one thing. May get it wrong, I've never been your roundest stone, but this I know, that I'm never gonna let you go. So let it be, my dear, come and take my hand, when you dance with me, dance with me, yeah. I know I'm not okay. Hey, good man, just one thing, you're my one thing, yeah. With me, I know I'm not okay. I can promise you just one thing, you're my one thing, yeah. Thank you.
That is the Matt Hill Band live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Online streaming, ijpr.org. Matt Hill Band, the winner of the 2013 Brit Southstage Cellars Rising Stars competition, opening for Martina McBride Sunday night at 7:30 at Brit Festivals in Jacksonville up on the big stage. Before I let you go, is it true that after winning that competition, you guys decided, hey, we should maybe have a website?
Yeah, and some music.
did you even have enough tunes to do a full opening set?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did. We just never recorded it. We haven't had anything recorded.
And that's the plan right now, right?
Yeah, in fact, we will have music for sale at the come the show here. The opening show at the Brit for Martina, and so we're excited about that. You know, it's kind of being finished at the moment. So, it's looking like it's going to be a 6-song LP.
Cool. Does it have a title?
Yeah, it's called From Under the Black Stone.
And the most up-to-date information on what's up with you and the band is at the website?
Yeah, you can go to matthillband.com.
Well, Matt Hill and the band, congratulations on the win. Good luck opening for Martina McBride, and it's our pleasure to have you in. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We're excited to be here, and this is great. Thank you.
Open Air continues right after this.